And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break production of Fortis Institute. The Department of Education is finally putting teeth into the Fight Against Discriminatory DEI programs by giving schools just 2 weeks to eliminate these divisive initiatives or lose federal funding. Acting Assistant Secretary Craig Treanor laid down the law in a February 14th letter, making clear that treating students differently based on race violates civil rights laws, whether it's in admissions, scholarships, or any other aspect of campus life. This comes as more than 30 states have introduced legislation to rid education of this poisonous ideology, with UCLA's medical school serving as a sobering warning. Over half of their diversity-focused cohorts since 2020 are failing basic medical competency tests. Speaking of institutional capture, Planned Parenthood's House of Cards may finally be collapsing. A bombshell New York Times report features over 50 employees describing botched procedures, minimal training, and compromised patient care. Despite raking in hundreds of millions in donations, they're paying rock-bottom salaries while patients suffer life-threatening injuries. Meanwhile, the Department of Health and Human Services is showing signs of sanity, officially defining a woman as an adult human female under new guidance from Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The policy emphasizes the biological truth that sex is determined at conception, a refreshing return to reality in federal policy. Up north in Canada, we're seeing exactly why such clarity is needed. A male advisor to Prime Minister Trudeau, who identifies as female and pulls in about $140,000 a year, just claimed the fastest female title in a Montreal 5K race, beating out a 12-year-old girl who would have won. Nathaniel Morin smugly defended taking 9 women's racing titles across 3 countries, calling his biological reality mere medical history. And the battle for children's innocence continues in New York, where Penfield parents confronted their school board over an LGBT book targeting elementary students. The Rainbow Parade, featuring men in BDSM gear and naked people at pride parades, content that should never be anywhere near an elementary school library. When one mother dared to ask why there were naked men in a children's book, the superintendent responded by accusing parents of hatred for raising concerns. Meanwhile, Hollywood continues its assault on sacred truth, casting a self-described queer actress to play Jesus in an upcoming production of Jesus Christ Superstar. And in a tragic reminder of social media's dark influence, parents are suing TikTok after their 16-year-old son took his life following exposure to thousands of suicide-related videos. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.